From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. Today's topic is fly aigret from the notebook of naturalist Rebecca Lexa. As you enjoy the fall weather, keep your eyes open for a bright red mushroom with white spots. This is fly aigret, a member of the infamous Amanita genus. You may have seen fly aigret in fairy tale illustrations as the classic toadstool, but it also makes appearances in pop culture ranging from the Smurfs to Super Mario Brothers. If you look on the underside of the flat red cap, you'll see closely spaced white gills. The stape or stem of the mushroom often has a ring of tissue around it, the remnant of its protective veil. Fly aigret is always found near trees, with which it has a symbiotic relationship. Most Amanita species lost their ability to break down cellulose in rotting wood, so they need living trees to share nutrients with them. In this area, it is partial to pines, cedars, and spruces. Toxins in its flesh give fly aigret its name, as traditionally they were used in remedies to kill flies. Farmers in Slovenia would soak one of the mushroom caps in milk or water, which allowed the fungus to release its toxic compounds into the fluid. Heat was sometimes used to speed up the process. Flies that then drank the resulting fluid would die. Like other Amanita mushrooms, fly aigret is very toxic to humans. While it is not as deadly as its cousin, the destroying angel mushroom, ingestion can still cause significant gastrointestinal distress, fatigue, and in severe cases, seizures and comas. Headaches and amnesia may persist even after the initial poisoning. Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge.